give us your assessment of the game.
Yeah, Levi did a great job. I know he's only a sophomore, and some young pitchers, you know, they get flustered if their defense behind them, you know, isn't making plays. But he did a good job and didn't really let that bother him, because he knew that those guys are not going to continue to make errors, and you know, it was kind of a fluke. And he knew if he continued those strikes, let them get the ball in play, that his guys would be there to pick him up the next time.
Colby Ott, let's turn our attention to some offense before we get back to Ebersole's performance. Colby Ott, two singles, two runs scored, two stolen bases, really forced the issue on the bases. Was that part of the strategy going into today, was when you get guys on, try to force the issue?
That's something we actually stressed last week and this week in practice. We have a big backstop here, and I think our guys kind of take that for granted sometimes, and they want to just kind of coast to second base. And we've told them, hey, guys, look, and we've gone over a drill of throwing it behind them and having our JV guys run back there and try to throw them out. And it's like, hey, the ball gets by somebody, the ball's in play, you need to sprint and put the pressure on the defense. And I think that's something our guys have done a much better job of doing this year. And hopefully they continue to do that. And I think that'll help give us some runs when our bats aren't necessarily going, or if we're, you know, getting under balls and driving to the outfield.
I can't remember. It was either Rarick or Dowd. I think it was Rarick who walked. It was a pass ball, so he decided to sprint to first and then rounded first and went to second base. That was Rarick, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
that was Zach Rarick, and that was a great job by Zach. Because if you go from first to second base, from first base you're not really a scoring threat, but now from second to base, then instead of scoring one with the guy on third, you're now scoring two guys. And that's just him stepping up, being a senior, and showing the young guys, you know, what we need to do to win this game when our bats weren't really working. And that was a great job by him.
Was that given praise during the game, after the game? Did you just really expect it from Zach Rarick being a senior?
We expected it from him, definitely. And I know Coach Coonley, whenever that happened, and Zach came around and eventually scored because of what he did. Coach Kinley, you know, you guys better pick him up, and we did that. And I think those guys realized, like, hey, if Zach's gonna do it, you know, if it's not good enough, or if it's good enough for a senior to do it, then we can do it too.
Another Zach that made his impact on the game, Richardson, sacrifice fly scoring Colby Ott from third to get you guys on the board in the bottom of the third inning after those three errors leading to the two runs. Excuse me. And then you get to the fifth inning, and that's when Colby Ott, who started his aggressive hitting back in his previous at bat, Ott first pitch swinging off of Eisenbeiss, gets a base hit, again steals second, makes his way to third on the error by the shortstop. Or the catcher, either one, on that short hop, on this, you know, trying to get Ott caught stealing. So really, when it comes down to the offense, Colby Ott kind of forcing the issue and was a big part of y'all scoring three runs today.
Yeah, our base running definitely helped us score runs. Our bats weren't, we were just kind of getting under the ball, trying to drive it. You get a pitcher that's throwing a lot of strikes, and they get kind of swing happy and want to hit the baseball far and kind of take away from fundamentals. But our base running, you know, the top of our lineup definitely did that with their wheels. And then Zach Richardson, you know, putting the ball in play a couple times and getting the ball deep enough to score some runs definitely helped out.
You know, sometimes you look at major league teams and it's lost on them the running game. It's more for power and batting average and walks. But down at the high school level, you got to kind of force the issue. And as you mentioned, with the wide backstop that you have, it's so deep behind home plate, you got to take advantage of that. And your guys did a good job there. Back to Levi Ebersole, if you will, 10 strikeouts, complete game. What was working for him? It looked like the fastball had a lot of life to it.
Fastball, he was doing a good job locating it. He noticed that they were chasing up, so we were living up a lot around the upper chest area. And then I think he occasionally threw the changeup curveball just to get him off balance a little bit, but most of the fastball, and he just does, I mean, he's not a kid that's gonna overpower you, but he's a kid that's gonna find his spots and hit them repeatedly and make the umpire make those corner calls. And he does a great job of controlling where he's locating everything.
And for him, he picks up his second win of the season due to that pitching performance. And for the season, that was his sixth game started. So now he has three complete games. He's 2-2, and his ERA is sub-1. I mean, with those, you know, those two runs being unearned, he gives up 0 in 7 innings, coming in with a 1.15 ERA. He's looking pretty good as y'all, you know, get ready for the end of the season and heading into districts.
Yeah, Levi pitched quite a bit for us last year as a freshman, and come back a sophomore year, we were expecting good things from him, and he's done nothing but obviously reached those standards and actually excelled them, and he's the guy that we're going to continue to go with in conference games and big games like this where we know we got to have this one to get a chance at a conference championship, and when it comes to district times, he's going to be our guy.
All right, what's next for you guys?
We have St. Vincent Thursday here. They're a good ball club. They were, I believe, state finalists last year. I'm not entirely sure what they brought back, but they've had a pretty good ball club down there the last couple of years, and we've actually haven't had a chance to play them the last 2 years because the game has been rained out and conference has been decided by the time we go to make up, and so it gets closer to districts, so we end up making up the game. So this is actually Coach Coonley's first stint as a head coach playing St. Vincent.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see how we match up against them because most of these guys haven't even seen them.
Right, and Crystal City did beat them 4-3, so now you guys get your chance to do the same.
Yeah, we do.
All right, thanks very much for your
You're
time,
welcome.
Coach. That is Christian Moulton, assistant coach